I'll be back.
Sci-fi party line.
Welcome to Sci-Fi Party Line After Dark. This is your hostess, Kat, and I'm joined by your host, Carl.
What's happening, Kat?
We are on Saturday night being nerds.
What are you talking about? We came back from exciting party time on a Saturday night. We were out being social.
I was out. You, sir, were not.
Well, listen, I was trying to make a cover story because, you know, my eyes hurt and you at the bowling alley. But I was trying to be cool and you just cut me off. You cut me off.
So
I
couldn't. Alley.
You were at the bowling alley party, girl. Meanwhile, I'm rocking the Nick Fury right here at home. I have no idea what's wrong with my eye.
Or why it's not the governor.
You should get
an eye patch like the governor.
No, Fury. I told you, I got the leather jackets already.
Like Fury, well, we don't know what Fury does in his personal life, but we know the governor got laid all the time.
Yeah, but I don't think I want any of that strange.
All right. So Carl's rocking the eye patch tonight. Rocking the bowling shoes.
Yes.
And
Geeks on Saturday night. All right.
So the first thing we're going to talk about is, well, it's not an emergency anymore. It's more urgent. And it is Heroes Reborn.
Heroes Reborn. All right now. All right.
I just think that upset me.
What is your beef with Heroes? For real now. Come on now.
This right now. Are you seriously doing this right now?
Yeah, we bring it, woman. What you talking about? What is your problem with Heroes? What?
Did you not see the last season with the carnival and the sad hobo and the terribleness that was Heroes?
That is like judging Star Wars by episode one, okay? It is not fair.
Are you seriously defending Heroes right
now? I am defending season one and two of Heroes. One and two of Heroes. The only reason that, as you put it, I forced you to endure the ending is because I genuinely believe that after the writer's strike, they were going to try to, you know, bring it back around and it was going to get better and, you know, some of the people going to come back. Sadly, that was not the case. But I want you, come on now, take it back to the first episode, okay? Go back.
You know what this is like? This is like when you have this really nice romance, right? This really nice romance, this really nice boyfriend, and he was nice to you for the first 2 years, and then he beat you and cut your leg off.
Oh,
the third year, and then you just went, nah, but you know what? I don't have a leg, but I want to reminisce about the first 2 years of our really romantic relationship.
He thought you were a zombie. He was just trying to preserve what remain. That's all. Don't worry about that.
And he beat you. And then he took you to a creepy carnival.
When you think about the first season of Heroes, I mean, shoot, just think about the first episode of Heroes.
Carl.
Think about how that story
failed.
I want you to think about the fan crossovers. You tell one other story of modern, like, pop sci-fi that had girls, guys, multi-age people, everybody coming together, excited about that show. Heroes, when it first came out, even that took a long time. Heroes out the gate, people were cheering for the cheerleader. People were excited about where the story was going to go. The whole story.
And then they beat you and cut your leg off.
That was season three. All right? We had a good run.
Carl.
You are like the most abused person that I've ever met. You are really unhealthy.
I think you should see someone. I'm scared for you.
I believe that they can do it right. I believe they can bring it back. I believe they can do it. And that's why I am enthusiastic about the prospect of Heroes Reborn.
Is today, is it April 1st? No, it's March 1st. What is happening? Who are you?
Look, I told you. I was always a fan of Heroes. I was very disappointed with how things ended. But man, even Hero was cool. Come on. They had multicultural cast of people that were actually interesting, culturally unique. The superpowers were not the same old done over kind that we've seen time and time again. I'm telling you, Heroes was off the chain when it started. It lasted a good 2 seasons, and then stuff started going off the rails. But there was so much space, so much potential. I believe that they can do it right if they try again. I'm excited.
Wow.
I'm excited.
Wow.
No Robert Nepper.
Wow.
Don't bring Robert Nepper in.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
But they can do it. I have faith.
I can't believe that you would do that. Like, so I can pretty much do anything to you and you're going to forgive me.
What is wrong? Why you hate? Where's your forgiveness?
I'm pretty. What?
Where's your forgiveness?
I don't know. No. I'm not going to.
You just all shriveled up and not open to love. How can you not be open to love?
Very much.
Rocking your bowling shoes tonight. I'm just saying, you should try as hard as it is to find some decent fandom quality programs.
I'm not going to scrape the bottom of the barrel with Heroes.
They're trying again. I believe they can do it.
So they screwed it up the first time. What makes you think they're going to do it again in epic form on ABC?
Because the first time that things went off the rail, it was not a management decision. It was just like the whole infrastructure fell apart around the show, and then they tried to patch it back together with dudes that were in the back room. This time, they know what went wrong. I believe they can do it again correctly. I mean, look, you say ABC better than CW. If they were trying to do this on CW, that would not be something I would have a lot of faith in.
Arrow is good. And Dwight, who, look, I'm 3 episodes behind on Arrow. We're going to talk about Arrow. I'm very sorry that we haven't lately. Yes, we've been slacking, but I'm 3 episodes. You want to know why I'm 3 episodes behind? I'm going to say. I'm 3 episodes behind is because I want to sit down and watch it and absorb it and savor it. Yeah, I want to sit down, but all the other TV I watch, I'm doing stuff. I'm half asleep. Like, I'm totally caught up on the Tomorrow People, but I don't even know what's going on the show, but it's caught up on, right? Because I'm not really looking at it. I'm not really analyzing it. So when you have something as good as Arrow, you want to savor and you want to hold on to it, unlike Heroes Reborn.
Oh, you see, you haven't even given it a shot yet. You're already slamming it in the 80s.
No. See, this is how I have fun. Because you know what? Whoever thought that, ooh, we're going to make a Heroes Reborn, and then announced it before we even got to hear anything about it, they had to be smoking crack, right? Let me tell you why. Because it ended so miserably. I don't think that there's anything that they should have got another property. They don't need it to be associated with Heroes at all, because no. You could have called it something else. Call it something else. But not Heroes, because it has the baggage.
All right, look. What about Star Trek?
Nothing went wrong with Star Trek ever. It is the perfect show.
Star Trek Nemesis.
There were good things about Nemesis.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, send all emails and texts to FancyFemBot at... for you to even say that. Clearly, your perspective was
a very complex character.
You just said that because you like the actor. That's all. You just like
Tom
the actor.
Tom Hardy.
You
really
are so transparent. So transparent. I mean, I'm just going to start with you, woman. Look, Nemesis, okay? No. Nemesis wrecked the Trek series like 10 years.
There were some interesting things happening. I just don't think people were ready for something like that. And I just think that people don't have forgiveness in their heart. And then when we did the reboot, it was epic. So I still maintain that Star Trek is a better series.
This is how feeble a defense that was. Ladies and gentlemen, I take it to the members of the court here. For you to say that Nemesis was okay and the Star Trek just transitioned on, that there was never anything wrong, but for me to just try to bring up the possibility that a necessary reboot to a solid property could
Star Trek, that's solid. That's solid as a rock. Ashford and Simpson style, son. What you're talking about, Heroes, is like, it. I don't know, man. It slips through your fingers. It's nothing good. Like what?
The both of us need to learn to trust, not run away. All right, three people laughing, but that's all right. Look, I believe in Heroes Reborn. I think it's got a chance.
I think you're just fundamentally flawed when you defend Heroes over Star Trek.
You just want to see fancy costumes and beefy guys running around.
No, don't do me like that. Don't treat me like I'm shallow. Like I haven't done my diligence and seen everything and been there and done that and been at the core of science fiction. Don't treat me like I'm just some surface
fangirl,
ditzy mother. No, screw you. Screw you. Because that's not how I roll. And you know I have earned my geek cred, fan cred, with whatever type of cred. So don't you dare.
I'm not going to challenge
the costume liking beefy guy like in person. Because I get now. I've been there with you all the time watching all this crap. So you can't say that. And on top of that, I watch all of Earth Final Conflict. So there. And Andromeda. So you can't touch me, son. You can't touch me.
I don't think these are things you should be proud of, nor nothing about me. I mean, you know, if you're talking just yelling out stuff and you proudly saying, oh, Earth Conflict, I'm in it. No.
I'm just saying, I paid my dues, so.
So if you could endure Earth Final Conflict as long as that show was on, wasn't it on like 8 years? I recall Earth Final Conflict was on about 8 years. Is with a story, and yet you hung in. Why were you watching that so long? Okay, so explain this to me.
That was like pre Farscape and pre like DS9, and you know, we didn't have what we have now. I mean, you young whippersnappers don't know how good you have it.
Yeah, it was Teen Knight Rider. It was rough back then. It was
Mutant X, man. You know,
even bring that crap up, Mutant X.
I would rather rewatch Mutant X than see Heroes Reborn.
Stop. Look, you ain't even seen it yet. Why? Look, we're just going to wait. That's all I'm going to say. We're just going to wait.
It's going to wait.
I am confident.
It's going to be like, it's going to be that new, like that new Flash Gordon TV series that you made me watch. Remember that on Sci-Fi? You remember that?
What do you mean? Made you watch? I didn't think you watched that. First of all, I can't make you watch nothing that was like 4 episodes long. We just happened on it one time. So that was not on me. We gave it a shot
about it. You was like, we gotta watch Flash.
Oh my God, I never said that.
But you know, you don't remember. You like every time I bring up something, because I got a memory. And so when I bring up stuff, I know it's been said, but you don't have a memory. And then you like to deny shit.
I recall quite very.
Yeah,
was not a tremendous fan of Flash. But this, we got it recorded. We got a document. Let's just wait. That's all I'm going to say.
You know what?
I have faith that they are going to do us right with Heroes Reborn. I got faith. I'm just saying. All right. So that's it.
I want to be wrong, really. That's really what this whole conversation is about, is I really want to be wrong. But I live in reality, Carl.
Oh, here we go.
I live in reality.
Yes,
something that you do not live in.
Nemesis.
I maintain that.
I rest my case. Ain't nothing you can say.
I thought we were of one mind after that last season that you were exhausted with being tortured. And I see that you just go back in and just keep getting beat with the switch.
What I am saying,
like, what's happening right now is that like ABC is a grandma that told you, hey, go to the tree and get me the switch so I can beat your ass. And you're like, okay. And then you do it and you bring her the switch and she beats you for being stupid. That's what you're doing.
You know, it's,
you should walk away like I did. Like, I ain't about to do that. You just walk away and get lost.
I found that being a true fan of quality sci-fi means that you have to have
bold and using the word listen, right now.
You have to have an open heart. And once it becomes all shriveled up, once it becomes all shriveled up and dry, like a little grape seed, you know, there's only so much you can do. All you've done is left and just watching, you know, stuff
happening right now.
So I'm going to keep my heart open, and I'm going to be open to the possibility
a heart attack.
Quality. And you, Miss Grinch, you could just sit there with a little shriveled up heart.
Whatever. But the Grinch lives. Your ass are gonna die.
It's gonna work. They gonna do it.
I don't think you are seeing clearly.
Okay. Whatevs.
Oh, that was good.
To be continued, ladies and gentlemen. To be continued. We're good to
Carl, this is something, this next topic is near and dear to your heart. It was some sad Ghostbusters news, and I'd like you to talk to us about it.
Oh. Well, for starters, I would like to say a thank you to all my friends who called me up, texted me, and tweeted me all day long asking me, are you all right?
Yeah.
You okay? I heard the news. Did you hear the news? Yes. Yes. I heard the news. I will say that when you are a fan, especially modern sci-fi, going to the conventions and stuff, there are a couple of stars, actors that you look forward to meeting. And because as fans, we end up running into these people places. You know, you end up at conventions or out at events and you get to meet these people. So it's not as crazy as it sounds. But I really, really, really always thought that I was going to get to meet him. And when I saw that he had passed, as young as he was, I was really sad. And I was like, man, I try, especially when it comes to fandom, you gotta see the classic ones first, because you never know what happens. You never know. But I never got a chance to meet him, and that's really sad. Because the other thing, all right, so I'm an older fan.
We're talking about Harold. Is it Ramis?
Ramis, yes.
Ramis, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So when I say okay, I'm an older fan. What I mean by that is I grew up in the early '80s. And there were this whole series of movies from that time. We're talking like Caddyshack, Stripes, a lot of that early 80s comedy that was sort of, you know, spun off from Saturday Night Live. Like, this guy had a hand in so much of that old quality comedy, silly fun TV. He was, and just his timing and the work that he did, it was really fun. And if you go back and watch Stripes, here's something else you can do. If you've never seen Stripes and you like Ghostbusters, go back and watch Stripes. You will sense all of the timing and the whole feel. It's like Stripes was a dry run for Ghostbusters. you got to watch it to see what I mean. But the characters are the same. The people are the same. It's really fun. But so, yeah, I was really disappointed. Really disappointed that I didn't get a chance to meet him. He'd done such great work in the past. He was a funny, funny dude. I was also sad that whatever they're going to be doing with the next supposed Ghostbusters movie, that he's not going to be a part of it one way or another, either writing or cameoing or anything.
Maybe they'll have like a CGI character and like dub in some of his talking. That would be awesome. You know how like they did for Terminator, that one film that we met on 5 years ago?
I'm just afraid of that, because Ghostbusters 3 is going to be shaky anyway.
Oh, you don't have faith in it like you did Heroes?
I would love to have faith in it, but remember, that's 2 out of 3 for that one, not 1 out of 4. But and especially as long as it's taken, you know Bill Murray isn't going to be involved, and Dan Aykroyd, you know, he does some good stuff, but sometimes he needs a village around him. You know, Dan Aykroyd, he needs a little bit of support from his friends, because you go a little too much off the edge there. So yeah, so now with Egon not there, it's gonna be kind of sad if they try to bring it back or they try to do a 3. But anyway, so yes, Ghostbuster love, but Egon was my favorite. Sad.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was sad to see that go, and people were really broken up about it on Twitter. So it was a community thing.
Yeah. And he was one of the first cool geeks too. in modern movies, sci-fi fandom, Egon was one of the first cool ones.
Okay, so that's cool. Now, to kind of back that up with something very uncool or something that may outrage Carl, or he may be totally positive about it. I don't know him anymore. So we're going to talk about there was announced, and it could be a rumor, I'm not really sure, but there's going to be a Matrix prequel, 2017.
Oh boy.
Oh, that's the Carl I know. There he is.
Look, okay, so here's a Carl you don't know. I actually enjoyed all three Matrix movies.
All three?
All three. All right. Now,
Oh my God. I
two,
don't. You
two
know
and
what?
three.
I
Two
quit
and
you. I
three.
quit you right
Two
now.
and three were like a six compared to the 10 on one.
You know
But
what? We're
look,
done.
I still
We
enjoyed
are
them.
done. How
I
did you
still
get
enjoyed
so
them.
positive? You were so grumpy for so long, and now you've become this positive person, and it's scaring me because when did this happen? You've been so grumpy for so long. Now that you're being positive and open-minded, I don't what this is uncomfortable.
That is because things have gotten so bad in the meantime. I've gone back. I've gone back. And I'm starting to look back at things and, it wasn't as bad as Skyline. I have been through Landed, and I have think my perspectives have been shifted since then. Seriously, though, episode one of The Matrix, the original, was groundbreaking. It was awesome. It was off the charts. It was incredible. It was one of my favorite all-time movies. So bring in two and three, Reloaded and Revolutions.
Now we dance.
It was you're not going to be able to match that at all. You're not going to be
They lost some
able to
opportunity. They
match
had some really great
that.
opportunities that they brought up in that Matrix animated short
Oh my.
between.
Yes, that was
They had
awesome.
so
The
much material.
Animatrix.
Yeah, the
Jeez.
Animatrix. They had so much material that they could have incorporated into the films, and then they just went limp, and I don't know what happened.
Just what they did to Morpheus was so disappointing. I mean,
Let us dance.
just because you got Neo becoming one doesn't mean you got to punk out Morpheus like that. Oh, that was really hard to watch. And it was unnecessarily weakening of Morpheus. There was a lot about it that wasn't cool. But still, I still give it credit for being rather revolutionary.
Are you on medication?
I'm serious.
No, I'm just concerned right now because I think that something's not right
Well,
with you.
there are rumors that the original Matrix story was stolen,
Yes.
and that the following two episodes were not stolen and could explain a lot as to why the first one was really good and the latter two were not so great. But look, that's all hypothetical and hyperbole, because clearly everything else that the Wachowskis have made has been just as epic as the first Matrix movie. So clearly that was just, it's a bunch of hokum that ripped off somebody else's work. Clearly that could not have been the case, because the Wachowskis are prolific and above
Cloud Atlas.
Speed Racer.
Well, I didn't hate
You
Speed
just like because
Race.
it's pretty, and I'll give you it was
Shut
pretty.
your mouth. Why do
No,
you keep dissing me like
because
that?
I appreciate the artist in you, and I will give you Speed Racer visually was quite stunning. But
I
what
just,
the
I
heck?
mean, lack of
Nothing
respect for
happened.
nothing here.
Nothing happened in Speed
Jeez.
Racer. I just have to tell you, nothing happened in Speed Racer. It was ridiculous. But yeah.
You're gonna respect me.
I respect you. I respect you. I just, I know sometimes you really like the art part of things, and I just have to point out I like stuff to happen in a movie. But anywho, so where were we going on this? How we get on the
Oh,
Matrix? Oh
Matrix.
yes, that's right. Well, I haven't seen anything about it. I hope. Okay, well here. Okay, so here's why I was concerned when you said the Matrix prequel. Everything that I like about The Matrix and what happened in the story was the Outer Limits like twist surprise of the first episode, where you had no bearings, you didn't know what was going on, you didn't know what things meant, and to have the story turn on you like that and just bust out like that. That was awesome. Of course, I like the technology. I love the AIs. I loved all of that stuff happening together. If you're going to do a prequel, you're not going to be able to give us a twist because we already know the universe. You're going to have less technology because it's going to be before what it is that we saw in the Matrix series. So that's another strike against you. We kind of know where the story goes. So I'm really worried about what they think they're going to be able to show us. I mean, is this going to be like the Caprica of Matrix?
Oh.
You know, so I always had to go there. I had to go. Look, we love Caprica, but still, if I want to see state-of-the-art science fiction and I want to see modern space, don't have me chilling in the plaza watching a football game. It's just not, that's going to bother me. You have to do something really, really cool to make it stand out as a series, to make up for the fact that it is a prequel. Just like
so, only you and I liked Caprica.
Apparently. Yeah. We agree on that.
I mean, it had a thing.
It did, and it really was arcing better. It was getting better and better with each episode. I really got excited about how things were ending, and too bad. But so yeah, with that, I'm real concerned about it. Man, if they took off on some of the Animatrix storylines, you're right about that.
Man, Animatrix.
Animatrix came out just before Matrix Reloaded, and
yeah. The
hype, because it came out literally. Like,
it wasn't really even the hype, Carl. It was the potential where the story could go. It stretched our imagination, and it got me so excited about the potential of how epic these films could be. Yep. And then to give us what they gave us,
yeah.
I mean, I still to this day have not watched Matrix 3 again, and I pretty much refuse to do so for the rest of my life. Like, if I never see it again, as long as I live, yeah. I'm good.
Well, They wrote themselves into a corner, that's for sure. There was not a lot. When you look at the overarching story of where the Matrix was going to go with the growing Smiths and Neo, there just wasn't anything else. There wasn't any place else they could go with that third episode. There really wasn't. And then to try to attack the very odd love story between Trinity and Neo. There's nothing wrong with the love, with the romance, but the way they did it was so rushed, and there wasn't any closure, and it was very disappointing, but created an amazing world. You know, I'm all about that. You're about the art. They created an impressive world to inhabit. And if it wasn't a prequel, I would be excited about the prospect of revisiting that universe. Did you see, I think it's Kadara? There is a fan fiction, fan.
Okay, listen.
There is a fan film version of The Matrix that some folks out in Europe came up with. Now, first of all, I don't know what they were doing with the first 6 minutes of it. Okay, so well, you would just...
You have such patience, man.
Hang on now.
You're like an amazing creature.
Let me tell you, if you go check out Kadara online,
I won't.
You should, but
yeah,
but
no,
I'm not talking to you, Grapeheart. I'm talking to everybody else.
Yeah, no, I think everybody else is with me, and no, they don't want to be abused.
Listen, like, I'm just trying
I don't
to save
like
you from the
being
abuse.
Abused.
Look, I
like love. I like love. I like people to show me love.
You gotta skip over the first six
really
minutes.
See so no that's just on. Like saying all you have to do is when somebody no you shouldn't have to do the all you have to do is what had happened was you need to skip the no
this is okay. Look, I did mention this is a fan film, and you have to give fan films a little extra leeway.
What
because
for
they, because you know they don't have the budget, and they can't always get the actors, and the effects aren't quite right. But what you have to appreciate...
Carl, I think you suffer a lot, and you don't realize how much you suffer because you sound like a crazy person right now.
You have to support fan films.
I don't have to do shit.
I love fan films because it is when the fans get together, and it's their sheer passion for stuff.
I've played some fan things.
that create. You can see the love they have. Can I just say it, please?
They make it fine. I'll zip it.
Watch K'Dara. Like I said, you got to get past the first couple because I don't know what they were thinking in the beginning of this. And I'm gonna tell you right now, okay? They did some kind of a stop motion claymation.
You are not helping.
Spy versus spy thing. I have no idea, but okay. But it is European, so they were doing their thing. But what I'm saying is, get past that. If you get past that, they just stop with the claymation and they get on with the show. I have no idea why they did that. But okay, so get past the claymation. And then I'm telling you, they did a great job. If you miss what The Matrix was like, now again, keep in mind, this is still a fan film. But and you know, some of it's a little on the edge. But I'm telling you, it was so pretty what they made. And it's so much fun to go back and revisit it. I was very excited. So check it out. Check it out. I'm telling
don't,
you.
Don't, people. I'm not going to even put in a link in the show notes.
Hate.
Not going to do it.
Hate.
Not going to make you suffer.
Cat, look.
Not going to do it.
Look.
Sorry.
Just,
we don't even know how to spell that. Don't want to know.
Just try. Nope. That's all I'm saying.
Nope.
You are.
No. Don't you know what? I'm all about not suffering. I want to be happy. I love being happy. Happiness is something that I love. Like, I'm in a happy place right now. Very happy.
Yeah,
very
be,
happy.
Yeah, don't be the Putin of sci-fi. You can't be shutting down the borders before the people even know what freedom is. You can't do that.
Really? The Ukraine was initially part of Russia.
So you're defending Putin now? Ladies and gentlemen, she's defending Putin. I'm showing you right now who you're dealing with.
He didn't have anything to do with that. He's just going in and helping out.
Oh, helping out, you say? With helicopters and tanks?
It's not a funny situation.
No, it is not.
Just making jokes, trying to keep it light, but that's not a funny situation.
No.
And that's not the position I'm taking. I'm just trying to be
conscious. Don't embargo our sci-fi, cat.
Now, I'm just trying to help people out to let them know that, you know, don't waste your life on bad things like Carl. Carl is losing his life. He only has one eye.
Got one word to say to the people out there. One word. Birdemic. That's it. Okay, so you know you want to come at me about some crap, but you, champion of Birdemic, I'm just saying. I try to support.
Disgusting.
So, you know, you can just be yourself.
Type ever.
You can just be yourself.
Oh, God. Eric's at a bar, and he wants to call in.
No, we can't deal with that noise.
Okay, we'll let him make it. He can have fun at the bar. Netflix is to begin filming a Marvel The Defenders series in New York. So it's going to be a Netflix-based, like, House of Cards thing. And I'm kind of excited about this because I have internships coming up and maybe I can get a spot.
What? All right now.
I'm going to, like, pursue that. Maybe it's, like, either that or working at a official fashion place. Like, you know, at a fashion house. But,
No, you got to go with the fan version of it. Yeah. I mean, now, admittedly, the money is. And if you get a chance to do your, you know, the big design stuff, go that way. But you have got a unique skill that certain resonance, shall we say, with the fans.
We sound like Liam Neeson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, a certain resonance, yes, that I think you will be a very unique property in that area.
I'm super excited about that because we have alumni working at Marvel, and they're always looking to help us out. So. Yes. So super excited about this. I don't really know what it is, so maybe like if I have to do costumes, perhaps I need to read it and see what they look like.
Yeah, go ahead. you got a little time to prepare.
Maybe Daryl will help me out with that because I have no idea, but we'll see. So that's gonna be exciting, I guess. We'll see. Marvel's doing a lot of stuff, and they're coming out with this Guardians of the Galaxy thing that we discussed in detail that I was confused about because of the raccoon in the tree.
Yep. Apparently we can't call him a raccoon, though. We cannot call him a raccoon.
Okay. Apparently, hopefully, this is not that. So.
Look, the raccoon could be stylish, though. You could rock the raccoon. You could do that.
Don't know. Anywho, CW is coming out with something called iZombie.
Oh no, really?
Yeah, that's happening. That's a thing.
Okay.
So I don't know that I want to watch that.
Okay, now I'm squinting with one eye, and apparently it was already a comic book series.
Oh.
So this is an adapted, if it's the same thing, is an adapted comic book series that they are doing.
Well, we got a guy that's been on, like, he's been on Heroes, he's been on David Anders, I think. Is that him? Okay. Maybe that's a different guy. I'm thinking about somebody else. Maybe it'll work. I think it'll be kind of angsty and One Tree Hill-ish. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. But if the zombies do anything like turn knobs and play records, like in that one film, Warm Bodies.
Now I haven't seen it yet. So should I be excited or should I not be excited about seeing Warm Bodies?
Don't do it, because I couldn't make it, man.
Really?
Zombie twisted a doorknob and played a vinyl record.
Because you need some hair control to pull off a record, honestly. That like, I can see maybe a knob if it had a...
On a record player. A yes. Zombie.
Not known for their for handling their delicateness. Yes,
no. Like, can't even appreciate music. That, because, like, I was like, oh my God, did he just twist open the door? Does he have his own place?
It's when he began cross-stitching that we had a problem in the...
And I saw the door, and I was going to let the door go until he started playing the vinyl record. And then I just had to shut it off.
Okay.
Because, no, there will not be a world in which zombies play fucking vinyl records. I'm sorry.
Not even DJ scratching. You could scratch. Dude,
okay. No. So I don't know what this is going to be. But, you know, CW, sometimes, you know, Tomorrow People is not as bad. It's getting a little better. Like, it's getting a little better.
Right.
So, from what I think, because I'm not really wild. Whatever. So there was something that you was excited about on Twitter.
Okay, what
is
that?
M. Night is directing a micro-budget vampire.
Why you set me up? No. Although people had jokes about that. People had jokes about M. Night coming back.
It's exciting. I don't know what he's going to do with himself, because there's so much hatred for him right now. I want him to win. You know, I want him. Oh, God. Eric is coming online. He's going to call. He's drunk. He's so drunk. He's at a bar. Oh, my God. He's on his phone. Should we get him in?
Let's try. Now, if he's got a bunch of noise, we'll kick him out of here. But
okay, we'll kick him out.
Hear
okay.
Him.
Let's see. Let's see if we can add
Trump
him.
Eric. That'll be fun.
Let's see.
Hold on a second. Let me get a headset on.
Oh God! Yes. Yeah, everything has to happen on this episode. I was just
hold happy. On. I'm not ready yet.
You're not. What you on?
Are you recording live or something?
Yes, we're in the middle of the show, man. What are you doing?
I don't know. You called me. Well, I'm at the bar.
I knew you were at the bar, but you hopped on Skype, so I figured that you found a quiet spot and you were ready.
Well. I did find a quiet spot, but I'm not ready. But I'm almost ready.
Oh, man. So, what's your drink of choice this evening?
Yeah.
Well, first I had Jim Beam Maple with Coke, which I highly recommend. That is, like, amazing. But then my foolish friend recommended root beer and vodka.
Ooh.
And no. That is a big mistake.
That is
no.
So,
that's not cool,
like,
at
you,
all.
You had to be, like, really drunk to really agree to that already. Because the Jim Beam sound really good.
Yeah.
And back it up with, like, root beer. That's like prune juice or something. And I just can't.
Not the Warriors drink.
Right?
But, yeah. Hold up. I'm almost there. Hold on.
Where are you? Mission Control? You put a headset on.
All right. Here we go. Here we go.
All right. Good. Welcome.
So far, Eric, we've talked about Heroes Reborn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's what I'm looking for, Carl.
I haven't even read into it, but I don't know. It can't be worse than the last season.
Oh,
thank you. That's it. Sad hobo returns.
That's... I don't know. I take the stance that I do with almost everything that we hear about Wayne in advance. Like, you know, I'll just face it when it comes, you know. I'm not into...
I already laid down the hate.
I think that's the proper attitude. You don't want to close yourself off before you've even seen the show.
Exactly. Just like Miss Hater over there of Guardians of the Galaxy, prejudging it before anything even happens.
I'm just responding well to a raccoon and a tree. Like, really, I'm not really responding well.
That's exciting. Ents were cool.
Yeah, ents were cool. No, but all I'm saying is I feel no reason to wring my hands this early in the game.
I'm not wringing my hands. I'm just having an opinion, and my opinion is a negative one.
A very strong opinion. A very loud, strong opinion.
You know what? Screw you. Screw you.
Emergency podcast.
So there was the heroes. What else have you covered?
Okay,
so far?
We said goodbye to Harold Ramis from Ghostbusters.
Right. Egon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We also discussed our feelings about a Matrix prequel.
Well, LaFay.
Do you wish to...
No, I don't know, because I don't know. I don't know anything about that. I don't know how involved or not the Wachowskis are.
No, they're on it.
All right. But what's their thing coming out later this year?
Oh, the one with that guy.
Whatever it is their film is it something with Jupiter or something?
Yeah, with Channing Tatum.
See, I don't know. I mean, I didn't see Cloud Atlas yet. I intend to at some point.
I mean,
I don't know.
It's all right. Once again, the artistry overwhelms the fact that there's no story in Cloud Atlas.
There's a story. It's interwoven.
It felt like. Did you ever see? No. What's that one with Rachel Weisz? Come on, Kat. You're supposed to help me on this one. No. Rachel Weisz.
The Fountain.
Yes.
Did you hell no.
Okay.
I wanted to. But...
Okay. Not one that of my favorites. Not one of my favorites. However, it did have a certain arty edge to it and a multi-generational story that's very, very similar to Cloud Atlas. It's very, very similar. But both of the movies are more about the look and the feel of what they're trying to do than what they actually end up doing. So I'm not a tremendous fan.
So yeah, I don't know. And prequel is it prequel to Morpheus's time? I guess. Because it could be
2017, so anything goes.
Yeah, well, I'm not even worried because I'll already be knee deep in Star Wars by 2017.
Oh, I think you sound like he was gonna say, "I'll already be dead." I'm like, dude.
Well, he did have the vodka and root beer. That'll just take you right out. Your time is short after that.
Positive, dude. So I was a little excited about Netflix starting to do their own Marvel, The Defenders, and
that is some kind of cray.
Well, I'm kind of impressed that Netflix is putting money towards it, and then we have alumni at Cornell who work at Marvel, and perhaps I could do an internship and do some costuming, and I was pretty excited because we get to do costuming in the city. So,
ladies and gentlemen, that's Fancy Fembot, the designer extraordinaire. Check out her website. Check out her work. You should definitely hook her up. Hook her up.
Yes. We are also talking about our feelings about the CW's iZombie.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, we don't either. But iZombie, it's just it. I don't know. You know, it's the CW, so.
Wow. They never told us Twilight would lead to all this.
Oh, God, geez.
I mean, Vampire Diaries and just...
Yeah, that's their answer to Walking Dead, I think.
And Teen Wolf.
Teen.
And just like, man.
Yeah. Also, right before you came on, we're talking about how M. Night is directing a vampire movie.
Jeez, I had blocked that from my memory. You see, I completely moved on from that. And, it just...
and then that's when you came in, Eric, because...
Just in time.
At my job, there's a copy of Signs floating around, and for some reason, that gets watched at least once a month at my job, and I'm so sick of it. Because we only have, like, 12 movies that just keep floating around, and Signs is one of them.
You need to lose that one. Just, oh, I was under the drawer before something happened. I don't know.
I keep telling them nothing's going to happen.
No matter how many times you watch it, it's not going to get any better. It's not going to get any better.
Yep. So let's talk something new. I'm pretty excited about Cosmos, a Space Odyssey.
Yes. Neil deGrasse, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. If you're going to bring Cosmos back, perfect guy to do it.
Yeah.
So it's passing on with Carl Sagan.
That's really exciting. Like, I don't think it'll be as, like, something you want to smoke to, air quote, as Carl Sagan's was, but
I think it's going to be better. Really laid back, you know, because all the corduroy would have woke you up on the original Cosmos.
But so
now.
Is he going to have, like, the Kryptonian dandelion through space?
Now, we haven't seen the external. He is on the ship again. He's back on the ship.
He's on the ship.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's the most important part.
Yes, you got to explore the universe on the ship.
Yeah, what is it without the ship? Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty excited about that. It's on Fox. There's a little bit of concern about that, but we'll see how that turns out.
Not concerned about Fox.
That really intellectual.
I don't know. Because I don't know. I've just been kind of anti-nerd rant in general.
You have. I don't like it. You got to change.
Why? Because I don't know. Everyone just gets so upset. Oh, because it's on Fox. Fox is just another network. It's just another conduit. It's like getting mad at wiring. Like, it doesn't even matter.
We know that, and we're not really mad, but, like, it's fun to rant.
I guess, but I don't know.
I still give a break for Simpsons and Fringe. So, right there.
Almost Human. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, there's another. Being Human on Sci-Fi got canceled, and a lot of people confused it with Almost Human on Fox.
Oh, well. Well,
so there was like announcement, Almost Human got canceled. And I was just beside myself with.
I haven't watched Sci-Fi since Caprica, so whatever. I don't know anything about what's going on that network.
Uh-huh. Well, Helix is really nice.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've seen the first 4 or 5 episodes of that. But yeah. That's
Eric, yes, you're back. Yay.
What? No, it's good. It's a good show.
It's pretty good.
I think it's pretty good, number one. Number two, while we're talking about Helix, we got to talk about the death. There was a reason you started watching Helix. Spoilers, folks. Carl?
Yes, there was a reason I started watching Helix. Unfortunately, she was only in 2.5 episodes. Oh, the lovely Jerry Ryan. But see, spoilers. So, but in this series, just like any good sci-fi, just because you're dead, or excuse me, we didn't say dead, simply because your head is cut off doesn't mean you're dead. So I have
Oh my God. Your positivity is killing me.
Well, look, they better. Okay, let me qualify that. All right, let me qualify that. Remember, I'm talking about Masters of Closure. Last time we talked about Helix, I said how they constantly, brought up stuff, and shows like this tend not to answer the questions, and that's one of the things that annoyed me. Before Jerry showed up, we already had one head in a jar that ought to have some explanation about what that is. Clearly, they were able to communicate with him. They were doing something with. Yes, because
I didn't see them communicating with Dr. Yvette.
Why did they need him then? Why did they go through all that to reclaim the head? Was it just because they wanted to give him a noble burial? Intrigue. What?
Was I not speaking English?
No, I couldn't hear you. The phone was kind of cutting.
Oh, I said because they wanted to create mystery and intrigue.
Yeah, see, that's exactly it. For the sake of mystery and intrigue sucks. If there's an actual plot point where we find out why that was very important, then you might win. So
I would like to hear some of this same anger about Heroes. Please. Because I think you're being a little too forgiving.
Whatever.
And I think you're losing a little bit of the spice.
When Helix gives me 2 solid episodes of brand new stuff I hadn't seen before that spans the planet and not in a damn tube, I'll give it some slack. That's
the Carl I know and love right
but
here.
But for now, right now, we haven't made it through one whole season yet that's gotten anything like the closure and wonder that we had with season one of Heroes. That's all I'm saying. So
I told him that him really being positive about the return of Heroes was like having a relationship with a person, Eric, and the first 2 years of it was really good, but then the third year he beat you and cut off your leg, and then all you could talk about is the first 2 years and how great they were, but you're walking around without no leg.
Then I just said thank you.
Eric.
Yes, Eric.
But wait, does being legless negate makeup sex in that situation?
Thanks for having my back there, Eric.
I'm just saying.
I was ready for you to come to my rescue on it, and this is what the root beer delivered.
Girl does that for you for the last 2 years of the relationship, if she's going to come back, well, she's got to prove herself. And there is an extra mile there. I'm just sticking with the metaphor.
Oh my god.
I don't know how specific you want me to get.
You know what? I don't want you to be specific at all.
I'm just saying.
Right now, I think that you're in ridiculous territory. Like the fact that you're considering this. Yeah.
Okay, look.
Folks,
you got to understand that Eric is broadcasting from the bathroom stall at the local right now.
He's on the floor,
with his headset on. We didn't ask any questions about his presence of mind. So we just go roll with it. Keep going. Pay no attention.
I'm just saying. There is an extra mile you could go.
Eric.
Yes.
We got the visual on that the first time.
Are you sure?
Yeah! Pretty sure.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of
territory
to be covered.
Oh my god. Just stop talking.
I was just sticking with your metaphor. I was like, paying attention. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to step over that corpse and go to something positive, which is there's a Farscape spinoff film in the works.
Is it going to have Muppets?
You better.
I don't know what to say after that.
You better. It had Muppets in the original.
Well, Eric sounded like that Muppets were the bad thing, and then you're like...
No, I'm not saying... No, I mean, because they might have, a CGI Yoda. I don't know.
It's Jim Henson Productions. It's going to have Muppets.
So, there you go. Yeah.
But it was always cool. I'm very excited at the prospect of it.
Yeah, I've only seen the pilot episode of the original, so I can't judge.
Wait a minute.
Are you?
Wait a minute. Are you?
What?
You've only seen one episode of Farscape?
Yes. True.
What the hell? Eric? Are you kidding me? Oh my!
Eric is a weird flower, man.
It was out when I was watching reruns of New Trek on TV. And
it's been like 12 years. You couldn't catch up in 12 years. I will simply say that you have got a universe of fun coming your way if you have not seen Farscape.
Eric doesn't like fun.
Farscape.
Whoa, slow your roll.
Farscape is probably
I don't think you like fun.
One of the best sci-fi series of the 2000s. Farscape.
How what is the scale here? Because I'm trying to judge on your enthusiasm for Heroes. Because I don't know how that works.
What? I got the hand up over the mic right now. Whatever. All right. So yeah, Eric. I tell you what. You watch a couple episodes. I recommend even maybe the first season, and then come back and we'll have a discussion.
To the second season.
No. If it's still streaming on Netflix, I'm totally open to that.
Are you sanding leather belts?
He slides on the floor in the stall. I told you.
Is there a glory hole? What are you doing?
Glory hole? Whoa.
I'm sorry.
Are we back to metaphors? Or no? Is the hero's glory hole? Is that
I'm sorry. No. Oh, that just flew out of my mouth.
Wow.
Get me
friends online.
I didn't know the mic was that sensitive. No.
Oh. There's still not.
It's not much better.
We are moving on.
Okay.
So Eric, you need to watch Farscape. All right, seriously. Watch him in order.
No.
Watch him.
I'm completely open to that. Completely.
Way overdue.
Yeah, whatever. So Sony wants to release a Spider-Man film every year. And this includes Venom and the Sinister Six movies.
Wow.
So I don't know. It's like, are we gonna get Spider-Man fatigue here? Or how
is it? I'm not.
Carl?
I didn't like the first one that much.
The new first one?
Yeah, the new first one.
I adore the new first one. Yeah, Eric is a big fan. I think he just single-handedly podcasted by himself about that film.
Well,
I super adore it.
If they make one a year, one of my biggest problems with the new first one is that it was really just one and two jammed together in one movie.
The effects were still better.
Yeah, well, the effects were better. The pacing is better. I'll give you that. But it just seemed way too soon to not bring me something much, much newer.
I understand, but I was okay with the palate cleanser. And even though it is a retelling very much of the first one, I appreciate the change in tone. And we still haven't met Mary Jane in the reboot. So I understand what you're saying about it being similar to the second. But
if they're going to make one a year, we'll be past three midway this year. So finally, we'll do some new things.
And I wonder, too, I mean, if they're going to start churning them out, I'm wondering, I mean, is it still going to be Mark Webb, who's the director of the first of the new one? Yeah. The new first one, the new second one, is it going to still be him? Or are they going to sort of farm it out like they're doing with the Ultimate Star Wars films, the non-episode episodes?
See what you mean.
You know what I mean? Is it still going to be strictly canon or not? Or not strictly canon, but I mean in the main feed, so to speak. I'm curious about that. Or they're going to be a little bit, you know, because I don't know.
Concerned about quality and consistency.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes and no, because if it's Sinister Six, then it should be against Spider-Man. Therefore, there should be some kind of continuity there. But if you do a whole Venom film, it doesn't necessarily have to be like the reestablished Spider-Man. But I don't know.
I have no idea. I just thought it was cool.
I think it's cool, though. As many people know, Spider-Man is currently my favorite comic superhero, like that I'm actively reading right now. That's my new fave. So, or not new fave, but it's my current fave.
Oh, you're still reading comic books? That's so cute.
Stop.
Yes, I am.
Nothing's wrong with comic books. That's where it's all came from. No hate on the comic books.
I just didn't know he was still keeping up with it.
And Spider-Man is my favorite of the superhero types currently. So, but what?
I don't know. I'm just messing.
No,
I'm kidding now.
Yeah. But no, I look forward to that. I'm all over it. And all these Marvel movies and TV shows and everything, I'm just loving it. Even if there's some duds here and there, it's mostly overwhelmingly good. And I just love this stuff. It really, I don't know. As we all know, it's the modern era. What do you call it?
Serial?
Greek mythology,
Yeah, modern day hero
stuff. Yeah, modern day mythology. Like, I'm all over this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, aside from the outer space stuff, it's got to be my favorite escapism right now. So, yeah, I'm all about it.
Okay, that's good. Next up, there's a bit of confusion or maybe a little bit of outrage about the casting of Fantastic Four.
Okay, tell me, what's the story? I haven't heard.
Let's see, because Eric had a similar conversation. We had a conversation about this and Thor. Let's see, there's a black guy being cast as, oh my God, I forgot what.
Torch? Human Torch?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
And then people, there was like, oh, it's a black guy. Why?
Well, was there a reason why? I mean, what was the beef? Is it just because he's black, or is there something in the story that's
different? Yeah.
Oh, people, come on, get over it.
Nah, it means nothing to me.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, who else is in it? I mean, is that the only issue? Who else
is in it? The chick from House of Cards, who was a skanky reporter, is going to be in it, and two other guys that I don't know.
Okay.
He was in Jumper.
Okay, is this supposed to be selling it for me?
I thought you'd like that little tidbit. I don't know.
It's not Hayden Christensen, I suppose.
No. Ew, no.
It was also in Jumper, so let that be.
There is a new TV show coming out called Gotham.
Okay. Right. What's it on?
Let me look at the link and find out. You're moving too fast. You're thinking too swiftly for
me. I'm pretty sure it's Fox or CW.
It is Fox.
Okay. All right.
And I forget, is it supposed to be sort of like the Smallville of Batman? Is that, I mean, in that it's supposed to be like younger days? Is that what it was?
Bruce Wayne, London, the Stranger to the World. Fox has committed to at least one season of 13 episodes. That's all I know, but they look like older, mature people, so it's not going to be a younger. But the guy, the guy that's looked like he has the center picture of he's going to be Bruce Wayne, he's pretty cute. So they have a nice hot blonde for you guys, so it's nice.
I don't know. It's only I don't really care that much, but it is only mildly confusing to me when they, because it makes the TV shows and the films almost like how it is with the DC universe in print form, which is so many multi-universes. So, I mean, with Arrow in his own version of the DC universe, Smallville was its own version of the DC universe. And it seems like Gotham will be yet another. And then the Batman, Superman films are in, like, this is like 7 multiverses, like, on the screen with DC. Maybe it's being too true to the comics in that way. I don't know. It's a little bit weird to me. I mean, we have Ra's al Ghul and Arrow now. And Ra's all this other stuff. It's just a bit confusing.
I wish the Neesons was going to be in that, but whatever.
Again, I'm open to it. I will definitely check it out, but it's just a bit much sometimes.
So how do we feel about the Lex Luthor pick for the controversial Man of Steel film?
Jeez. Who is it?
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, it's Jesus.
Interesting pick.
Mm-hmm. It is not Jesus. It is that guy.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Thank you. Oh, I've had like beer and a whole bunch of stuff. So
the guy from Breaking Bad. And
no. Oh wait, did I get that wrong?
It's the Social Network.
Yeah, the Social Network. Yeah.
Zombieland.
My bad. I got yes. Yeah, I'm sorry. He's gonna be in Star Wars supposedly. No. Yes, him, Eisenberg.
As Lex Luthor. I don't care. I mean, after
I don't care either. Sick,
I'm just like, whatever. I don't know what they're doing.
But maybe it's I don't know. Is it anti-Semitism again, or what is it?
I don't know.
No, because when me and Kat were talking about new Spidey being cast, I didn't know that was such a big deal with him at the time.
Jewish.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was a big deal.
I thought actual Spider-Man. I don't know, but I thought that actual Spider-Man was Jewish. So, like, I don't know why people would have a problem with the actual actor being Jewish. So,
crazy.
Like, I don't like.
I don't know, but Lex Luthor, Eisenberg.
I can't confirm or deny that because I really don't know. I haven't looked it up, so whatever.
But it means nothing to me. But then again, I'm not invested in all this and casting.
Yeah,
and
I don't care.
Somebody, there were some rumors that somebody else was going to be cast as Lex Luthor before him. And I like that choice more. I'm trying to remember who it was.
It's not him anymore, so.
Yeah, I know, but I really like the other guy better. I was getting excited about the prospect. Hey, that guy could make a good Lex.
But I think Jesse as Lex would be, it would bring like a uncomfortable vulnerability to Lex Luthor that I kind of like.
It is interesting though, because he'll seem so young. That is an interesting aspect.
Yeah, like on Smallville.
Yeah, well, I like Michael. What's his name? Rosenbaum. I like.
Yeah. Michael. He was awesome.
He was great as Lex. I didn't get a sense of a nervous. I got a little sense of vulnerability, but only up against Superman. Everybody else, nobody else was messing with Lex. He only had a problem with Superman. So I'm not sure how that's gonna play with doing that.
Well, Rosenbaum, there's another Jewish surname. So.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah. So I don't know what people have their panties in a bunch for, but get them out. So what do you think, Carl, about Marky Mark being in the new Transformers?
Oh, boy.
I'm super excited. Like, I'm pumped.
I like him. I'm just afraid of Transformers coming back yet again. I've been trying to hang in there, and...
What? You don't think you're not going to wait and see how it turns out? Because the first movie was so great, and the second one was so good, but the third one was a turd. But they could come back with this one, because it's a total reboot.
The third one wasn't a turd.
No. We're doing something from the beginning. I'm throwing what he said at the beginning of this podcast back in his face. It's back in his face. It's just like, blah.
The problem is, if you're going to throw it back in my face, it's got to be true, okay? We are not saying that Transformers 1 and 3 were epic. That is not fair. No, I said
number one and two were good, and the third one was like the third season of Hero. So what I'm saying to you is, zip it, Eric. Why don't you have the same enthusiasm?
Really? I mean, you just, this is a lame analogy you were trying to create here. Because it is nowhere near the comparison.
Here we go.
So I will simply say... but because there was no story in the first three Transformers. And so to try to bring a fourth one back... Visually, I found them all quite stunning.
My soul, man.
I really did not like, Witwicky. I never liked him in any of the movies. I just didn't. I wish they had cast anybody other than him as Witwicky. So for him not to be in a Transformers movie, that's looking up for me. I'm a little bit excited about that. But I'm just trying to figure out what the heck they're going to do. I saw Dinobot, and that I found a bit concerning. So
I mean dinosaurs are cool.
Oh my god,
dude, let me, can I have,
I'm sorry,
can I, I can't even,
no, there's an extra large girl with a zebra kind of spandex because the club's right here next door. And
I told you, ladies and gentlemen, broadcast Sebastian, Eric live from the bar.
Oh, I wish I took a picture. It was like a, oh man,
wasn't
oh.
that bad?
Yeah, it was. Oh, it was. I
think you're gonna have a dream about her tonight. Smack it! Oh,
oh my gosh! Oh. Oh,
out of the Serengeti, ride the zebra!
Oh my god! Oh. I'm sorry. Back to Transformers.
Blaming on the alcohol. Yes, Transformers.
But you're sober.
I'm just trying to hope. I'm hoping that they come up with something, because the first three had no story. Seriously, the first three Transformers movies didn't have any story. The first one, I was just so happy to see the Transformers in the live action movie. I was excited. I looked around, tried to get around the fact that the acting was bad. Tried to get around the fact that you couldn't tell the good Transformers from the bad ones in a fight. That was just a blur. I went past all that. You know I like my big robots. But by the time 3 came around, when they swapped out, what's her name? It just got me feeling everyone.
Yeah, wasn't cool.
Dad, I hated that.
It just really drove home the fact that so many of the characters could be just interchangeable. You could just swap anybody in and out, and it would be the same kind of movie. So while I'm optimistic.
Optimistic.
Yes.
Precious. You are so precious, Carl.
Thank you. I will simply, and I do like the fact Marky Mark's in it. I like him and stuff. So I'm hoping maybe you can save it here.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to it, sorta, I guess. But I'm not a Michael Bay hater like everyone else out there on the interwebs. But that being said, though, I kind of would have liked to have seen this made by a different director or someone else. Because for me personally...
I didn't realize it was going to be Bay again. Okay, all right.
I believe it is Michael Bay again. Another Michael... Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's at the helm. Okay. But because if we're doing another one and we're dropping WitWiki... Like, I would like a more serious in tone Transformers film, but that's just me.
What if Marky Mark is, like, WitWiki 20 years from now? What if he's still WitWiki?
No.
That would be terrible.
That would not be cool. That would be
terrible if that were the case.
What?
That would be terrible.
No. Uh-uh.
No?
No.
Nuh-uh.
Okay.
Weirdly, they kind of did something like that with the Transformer animated film.
Sure did. That's right. That's right.
But that so was, why that, wouldn't but they do that here?
No. But that's just. But that in and of itself is so far removed and far different. I mean, that storyline and et cetera, et cetera. Like, there's no reason why this has to mirror that in any possible way. And just because it was okay with the animated characters doesn't mean we should do it with the live action.
Yes, nah. That is true.
But no, that's completely ridiculous and unnecessary. I mean, to have an older version with WitWiki that, what? I don't know. WTF are we talking about?
I mean, it's possible we don't know.
I mean, what? I mean, that's like the whole Terminator thing and having the, like, now the older, what's his name, John Connors and all that.
Speaking of Terminator, Carl, there's a new Terminator coming out, Terminator Genesis. And, you know, Carl and I, our first podcast together was Terminator. What was the other one? Reborn or something?
Was that? No, it was.
Really? That was your first?
Terminator. Sam. Salvation.
Yes. Salvation. There you go. Terminator Salvation was our first. That was our first cast. That was our first cast together.
Then so we have this Terminator Genesis coming up, and I think that should be our thing again, Carl. All
right, we'll do it. We'll do this.
So when is this supposed to take place? Is this like before the Sarah Connor Chronicles or after?
It's Genesis, so it has to be at the beginning.
What's the beginning?
Yeah, good question. In the here we go again. Remember, we did that before.
You see what IMDb said the plot.
Because wasn't the end of Rise of the Machines like the beginning of everything? Or wasn't Rise of the Machines the introduction of Skynet?
Supposedly.
Or, yes. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
The Genesis, though. The Genesis.
What's Genesis? Genesis is going to have
like the beginning.
Going to have Khan or like what? The Genesis Project?
I hate you.
I know.
I hate you.
No, but I don't know what Genesis is. I don't know. We've seen Skynet. I don't know. We've seen the first T-800. I don't know. We've seen John Connors be conceived.
Like, did we literally see that? No.
Yeah, we did.
It was a
Reese and Sarah just had that one night together.
That's right.
That's all it takes is one night.
Change the future. Change the future.
Yeah.
Eric.
Sorry, it's an After Dark episode. You can do that.
This is an After Dark episode.
Here we are in the quiet storm.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Chicka wow wow. That's Eric. Eric's on the Serengeti now. Yeah, now the thing's got a whole different meaning. Whole different meaning right now. Ladies and gentlemen, so the vodka and the root beer is kicking in. It's kicking in.
This has turned out to be so epic in every way possible. So, I mean, I've run out of news. I went down a whole list of news. And so if you guys have anything else you want to discuss that's, you know, eating at your soul, just go ahead, throw it out there, or we can end the show. I mean, whatever you want to do, I'm down.
How are you enjoying Almost Human now?
I still love it. And the latest episode that I saw, it was so 80s, so kind of Blade Runner-esque-ish.
Yep. And in the proper season order again. So this is actually toward the end of the season, the one that they aired toward the end of the season. So in terms of the order of them, remember.
I'm in love with this show. I know it's going to get canceled, but I'm enjoying while it lasts. I feel like somebody specifically made this show for me. Like somebody loves me. They say, Kat, I love you a lot. I'm going to make this show for you. Yeah, it's going to get canceled, but I got it out there, girl. Here's for you. I love you.
And don't cancel it. Don't cancel it, people. Come on. Give us one. Just give us one.
I mean, I just know because, like, everything else on Fox has been renewed, but they've been holding out information on this show specifically, and it's been on the bubble, and the cancellation bear for TV by the numbers is, like, creeping on it. And so you just... No, it's shaky at best. I don't know.
I want it to survive. Don't do it, y'all. Don't do it.
Eric, you have any opinions of this show? I think you don't.
No, I don't know. I like it, but I'm not in love with it. I mean, if it went away, I wouldn't lose any sleep, but I do enjoy that it's there. Dude. I actually do enjoy the police procedural in the future. And actually... Sometimes I haven't seen the episode I think you were talking about in particular, but actually though it does sometimes remind me of 80s shows, but I mean not directly, and not really. There's something though about the somewhat simplistic storytelling. I don't know. I can't quite put my finger on it, but it just sort of reminds me of regular TV shows in the 80s. I don't know. It's hard for me to pin that down.
But is it enjoyable for you?
No, it is enjoyable, and I love that it's there. And I, in a way, I do enjoy it more than Fringe. I'm judging Fringe in its totality. But I don't know. I kind of think it's hard to say. It's hard for me to say because Fringe is sort of its own thing. And I'm judging Fringe as a whole, and I was less interested in the last two seasons of Fringe. And in season one, I remember, even though I liked it, just thinking, oh, there's so much more potential. But Almost Human, I mean, I don't know. I like it as it is already. But at the same time, I don't consider it must-see TV. I don't know, maybe it's more like TV comfort food for me. And I don't really hold it to some ridiculous high standard. I don't need it to be the next Lost or anything like that. It's just nice to have. Very well made. And it has little nice touches here and there. Little inventive, little, you know, futuristic touches here and there that's all well and good. And there's that whole wall business that, you know, we can get to later.
We covered the wall already. We covered the wall, but see, Kat doesn't like Fringe, so it's all
Wait,
right.
What?
We just carry on
because what are you talking about?
Kat doesn't like shows that have like many good seasons at the beginning, but when they taper off,
and I like Fringe. What are you talking about? You don't know what you're talking. See,
when the series start to taper off toward the end, she doesn't like the show anymore, independent of whether the fact the earlier ones were good.
Dislike for Fringe.
What I don't like, I mean, it hit Fringe and it hits a lot of other shows too. What I don't like with shows in general when they go 5 seasons plus. I don't like when they want to keep it going, but you can tell it's very obvious that their budgets have been slashed drastically.
Yeah.
So it starts confining their storytelling and the number of set pieces they want to use, et cetera, et cetera. That's what I don't like.
That's what
I mean,
the wall is, pretty much.
You don't know yet.
I do know that. I'm a
That's what? What is?
The Wall and Almost Human.
Stop.
Because what they're going to do is go to a post-apocalyptic side of the show, and everything is going to be filmed in Planet Canada in order to save money. If they want to save the show, they have to go for The Wall, and everything
is
cheap.
I mean, it already looks like Planet Canada as it is, but...
It's going to be even more Planet Connecticut. Kinderbader.
Stop. You haven't seen it yet.
Connecticut State.
Let's see.
Because it weirdly does. I mean, I keep waiting to see like Jessica Alba roll in on her 10-speed, like Dark Angel style, like into almost human. But probably her
falling skies and shit.
Yeah, but
Carl, are you still watching Fallen Skies?
Is it? Well, what do you mean? Am I still watching? Is it on? Didn't we watch like the last episode last year together, and that was it?
I don't know.
Remember, there was something about a big gun on a boat. I don't remember.
Oh no, you watched it. I quit watching.
Oh, okay.
Everything is ridiculous. Yeah. I don't know. Between Revolution and
Revolution.
I'm sure the other side of the wall,
Carl is secretly watching that, I promise you.
I haven't seen it.
You're a liar.
I haven't seen it. I don't know what's happening.
Jericho's on the other side of the wall.
I think the problem, nobody I know is watching it. See, if somebody else I knew was watching it, maybe I'd sneak an episode or something, but nobody I know is even watching Revolutions. And that's still on. They come after Almost Human, but Revolution, that's still hanging in there.
It's unfortunate. So kind of off of sci-fi, 24, Live Another Day. Are you pumped up about that? 24 is coming back. I'm excited about that. Like, if it's between Heroes Reborn and 24, Live Another Day, I'm all about Jack Bauer. And I am the only one, apparently.
I've only seen season one. And I remember he had a hot daughter. And that's about all I remember from season one.
Yeah.
Bauer had a hot daughter.
Same daughter was in Taken. And what was the Mouth and Not Trousers movie, Carl?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I keep trying to forget it.
You Lockout.
Lockout.
Oh, she was in Lockout?
That sounds like you're going to go and watch it immediately.
Don't do it.
I've seen it on Netflix.
Oh,
don't do it, man.
Don't do it. No.
No, yeah, no, do it. Do it. Do it.
See, she's just trying to take you down the wrong path. Do not listen to Evil Cat. She's bringing her hand right now.
Seriously.
Okay,
seriously.
We've lost Eric. We're losing Eric.
Like waxing on, waxing off right now. What are you doing?
Snow angels on the bathroom floor. Bad idea. Bad idea.
That is gross.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so maybe this has been the Sci-Fi Party.
Sci-Fi Party Line, I think it's time we wrap this up. We'll say goodbye to Eric out in the Serengeti.
Oh, you're going to go after that big girl in the zebra pants, aren't
That's
you?
He's looking at her. He's looking at her.
Because earlier there was another girl who had like Beetlejuice pants. It was like zebra stripes going vertical. Like, it was crazy.
Where are you?
Like,
you're on the ghetto side of town, aren't you?
No. What happened is, it's not the ghetto side of town.
That's not.
No, but what happened is, like, the local hip hop station was, like, promoting down there at the club. And so there's a lot more people than usual. And these people do not live in this neighborhood. But, that's what was going on.
That's what's up. Yeah.
That's what's up. Real talk. That's what's up.
Yeah. So we talked about a lot of news today. I think we wanted to have the emergency podcast because Heroes Reborn, man. We just needed to get that out.
Have faith, Cat.
No, son, no.
Have faith.
Hey, maybe the Invisible Man Eccleston will show up again and reprise his role.
He wasn't the Invisible Man. He was the Pigeon Man.
He was the Invisible Man, though, wasn't he?
I saw him, and he was tending to pigeons.
Yeah, but that was his power, though.
His power was pigeons?
Okay, look, we can call him peripheral vision man, is what it was, because no one could really see him unless you're looking, like, off to the side.
That was the most disappointing thing I've ever seen, and this dude, like, I seen, like, a picture of him for his latest film, and he's looking, he's, like, 10 years away from starting to attend conventions.
Nice.
Yeah.
And there's still some surviving Star Trek actors who could be in Heroes Reborn, too, so.
Yeah, see? That's right. They're bringing them back.
You two are just adorable.
I'm gonna go back and start watching first season Heroes just to whet my appetite.
You know, anyway. I was thinking about it because it is streaming. I saw every episode of Heroes.
Yeah, we know.
Except the very, very first episode.
Really? All right.
I started watching it on episode 2 live on television, and I don't think I ever saw the first episode.
Oh, check it out. You figure out what Suresh was doing and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Oh, he's on Suresh. He's on Beauty and the Beast now.
Oh.
Who watches Beauty and the Beast?
What had happened was.
Uh-huh, here we go.
Oh my God.
Costume.
Oh, I have a friend.
Oh,
Beauty and the Beast.
That's an excuse. My friend.
Beauty and the Beast. What? Oh my
God. Her cable password. And
what?
So we have to like have shows that we watch together. And so for whatever reason, that's one of her shows.
Beauty and the Beast.
And I tried to like steer her in a better direction, like Walking Dead and House of Cards, but she's kind of hard to pry. So I'm working on her.
I think you're just covering, Kat. If you want to watch Beauty and the Beast, you can watch it. That's all right. There's nothing wrong.
Does not come into play with Beauty and the Beast.
Look, if that's the show that you want to watch, be our guest.
You know what, Carl? I'm not talking to you because of Heroes. You're supposed to come on here and have my back, yet you and Eric are colluding, talking about, oh, if she cut off my leg, then there's something else she could do with her mouth, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, it's just not what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Hey.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Please need loving, too.
And with that, thanks for joining us on the Sci-Fi Party Line.
We love your feedback, guys. We have a website, and that is scifipartyline.com. All the show notes and the links that I am not putting that Carl wanted you to like.
You really need to see Kadara. Y'all check it out.
Doing it. Anyway, we're on Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, and Stitcher Radio. Thanks for listening. Eric, thank you for joining us.
You have made this a special show, man. I'm going to tell you, this is a very, very special episode.
Thank you.
It's so good to have you on.
Yes.
Carl, for bringing the crazy, because that's what you do, boy. You're so adorable. You know he's wearing an eye patch now, Eric?
Stop.
Really?
It's only temporary.
Yeah, and he has a tank, and I swear he's going to start keeping zombie heads in it.
I told you, it's Fury, not the governor. I'm rocking Fury.
I think I want you to get paid more, so you have to be the governor. Okay, so, and me, I've joined us too, and I've had a few drinks, if you can't tell, and I'm kind of, you know, there, whatever. So, that's our show. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed that, and we will see you at the party next time. Bye.
Bye.
Brought to you by Jimmy.
End of line.